The Fairmount neighborhood sprang up in the late 1890s with close ties to its college neighbor to the north, now known as Wichita State University. Through a series of transitions over the years, Fairmount became a largely black neighborhood, and that changed the relationship between the area and the university. Now developers who hope to serve a growing student body are remaking Fairmount's northern edge with high-end student apartments. KMUW's Kylie Cameron has more on the neighborhood's latest transition.
For the past couple of years, construction noise and equipment have been a mainstay on 17th Street, directly south of Wichita State's campus. Modest brick quadplexes and other small homes that house students served as the north entrance to the Fairmount neighborhood. Now, those buildings are being replaced by mostly high-end student apartments built by private developers. In the predominantly black neighborhood, which stretches from Hillside to Oliver between 13th and 17th Streets, reaction to the ongoing construction is mixed.
I like the change. I mean, it's for the better and it looks good.
That's Jim Maloney. He lives at 15th and Fairmount with his wife and is a couple streets down from a new student housing development. When 84-year-old Maloney moved to the Fairmount neighborhood in 1968, he says he was one of the first black residents to live in the residential area. That soon changed. As housing and schools became desegregated and white flight occurred, more black residents moved into the neighborhood. In its beginnings, the neighborhood was directly tied to Wichita State, known at the time as Fairmount College. When housing expanded in the neighborhood in the mid-1900s, dozens of ranch-style homes started to pop up between the sprawling Victorian mansions. Now, Maloney is watching another transition unfold.
It was a college atmosphere in the first place when I first, it was a lot of college students, but now everything is just college students. That's the biggest change.
To the dismay of some residents and the delight of others, developers are remaking the northern edge of Fairmount from low-income housing into luxury student apartments. Jimmy Gwynn lives at the corner of 16th and Fountain on the opposite side of the neighborhood from Maloney. He's lived in the neighborhood going on 40 years. Gwynn is more skeptical of the developers and their intentions.
I don't know who owns it, but whoever it is, they don't care. I bet they don't stay here.
One of the most recent developments demolished several duplexes for low-income and international students to make way for more apartments. Those residents only received 60-day notices to vacate before the demolition took place. But other developers like Mark Farha have different approaches and visions for the neighborhood.
So we started off fixing properties off one at a time, duplex here, four-unit building there, and 12 units and 25.
Farha began buying and remodeling properties in Fairmount in the early 2000s with his partners. The group saw an opportunity in developing the area for student housing and renovating already existing properties.
Wichita State is attracting more students and they're on the map more and more every year.
Now, he says the group is nearing 300 units and plans to build even more in the next few years. Other property owners in the area are taking notice. Lonnie Barnes owns a residential property that's surrounded by Farha's development. Like Gwynn, Barnes is also skeptical of developers' intentions and whether the new additions will benefit those who have been in the neighborhood for decades.
It's just kind of monopolizing and isolating the community.
That same sentiment is expressed by some older residents in the neighborhood. They say offers to buy homes and property in the area are a common occurrence. Once those property owners eventually pass on their property to their heirs, it's up to them what they'll do with it. That makes the future of the neighborhood uncertain. The aging population in Fairmount is clear in stories told by resident Daryl Carrington. He recounts several of his neighbors who have either died, moved into an assisted living facility, or simply moved away. Carrington once served as a liaison between the neighborhood and Wichita State. He worked with the school to reach across 17th Street, which acts as a boundary between the school and the neighborhood.
It's our longest border and is our most impactful border.
He's optimistic about the future of the neighborhood and the university becoming more a part of it.
The neighborhood and the communities are blending. The culture is blending.
For KMUW News, I'm Kylie Cameron.
Kylie Cameron reported on this story for KMUW in collaboration with the Kansas Leadership Center's The Journal, a civics issue magazine. You can read more of the story at kmuw.org.